listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. Starting a little late because as live radio goes, we do have problems that we encounter from time to time. During our first interview, we're only going to be joined by one of the scientists in the study. We were supposed to be joined by Dr. Tomas Fulop in Canada, as well as Dr. Katsuko Hirokawa, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. But unfortunately, Dr. Fulop is not available, and we just found that out at the last moment. Then during the second half hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish to debate a concept that I was confronted with last week due to a post on Facebook, and that was, are those of us who engage in physical culture narcissists and immoral? We'll get into that a little bit later. Then, during the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. David Jacobs, and we're going to talk about food synergy. Is it the key to a healthy diet? So we'll get into that a little bit more in just a moment. Now, my guest from Japan, since English is not his first language, we're going to go nice and slow with this, and this is Dr. Hirokawa. Hello, Dr. Hirokawa. How are you?
Hi, very fine. And you?
Good, very good, very good. And thank you so much for joining us. I know it's in the middle of the night in Japan right now. It's about 1 a.m. in the morning, yes. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Now 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and I appreciate you joining us for this important discussion. So recently, your group did some research and looked at the immune system and how it differs between men and women, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what you discovered was that the immune system in women seems to age slower than it does in men. Is this correct?
Yes, the rate is slower in women than men.
Okay.
I'm talking about the rate of age-related change of immune system.
Okay, so how was the study designed, Dr. Hirokawa?
First of all, most people do not know the level of their own immune system because immune system is a little bit complicated.
Right.
So most people do not know. So I designed to assess the level of immune system very easy, understandable for any people. And I assessed already about 5,000 of Japanese people. And the data I wrote in the open online journal was just a part of those data. Simply explaining, we just took 2 ml of peripheral blood.
Okay.
And then assess the number of immune cells. Immune cells are composed of T cells and their subset, B cell, and the natural killer cell. And we assess the number by flow cytometry. In addition, we also assess the proliferation of T cell, mainly for the calculation of the immunological age. We have now database obtained from, I just talked about, almost 5,000 Japanese people ranging age from in age from 20 to 90. And based upon this database, it is possible to classify each immunological data or immunological parameters in 3 degrees, high, medium, and low, and giving them score 3 to 1. Mm-hmm. In this way, we can quantify the level of immune system. In this way, any people can understand the level of their own immune system. This is the starting of our studies. And during the study, we notice, as you already pointed out, there are difference in the rate of age-related change of immune system is different between men and women.
Okay, I want before we go into that, I have some questions for you. Okay.
Yes.
The neutrophils and lymphocytes are two of the active participants in the immune response. Correct.
It is partly correct. Neutrophil is a major part of the natural immune system, but lymphocyte is a main part of acquired immune system. This is a different part. Maybe those who are not familiar with immune system, what is natural immune system, what is acquired immune system, this is a little bit difficult to understand, but anyhow, the most important point is lymphocyte is a major part of acquired immune system, and the function of this lymphocyte can decline with advance of age.
Okay. So my question, the reason I wanted to point that out is because there's a lot of research now pointing to a gland that has been very overlooked by the scientific community for a long time, the thymus gland, which atrophies as we age. When we're very young, the thymus gland is large, robust, and active, and as we age, the thymus gland becomes less active, smaller, and begins to atrophy. And we know, due to research into polypeptides like thymusin beta 4, that when we activate some of these thymus or mimic some of these thymus hormones, that we can rejuvenate the immune system, and especially lymphocytes. So do we know if the reason for the decline in the immune system across the board, men and women, is it influenced directly by the inactivity of the thymus gland, or is it something totally different?
Your explanation is partly correct, but mostly now incorrect from academic viewpoint.
Okay.
Well, one, your misunderstanding is most immunologists, most scientists now do not believe thymic hormone. Understand?
Say that again.
You said the thymusin.
Right, the thymusin, right?
Thymusin.
Right.
But thymusin does not play such an important role.
Okay, it does not play such an important role. Okay, okay.
But actually, thymic involution occurs both in men and women, and there are not confidential data which shows the difference between men and women. Understand?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have to take one commercial break, Dr. Hirakawa.
Yes.
And when we come back, I want you to explain if you do know why women's immune systems seem to age slower than men's. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Katsuku Hirakawa, all the way from Japan. He is a professor emeritus at Tokyo Medical and Dental University, and we're quite fortunate to be joined by him because it's 1:30 in the morning there. So this is a heroic effort for him to spread the word about the differences between men and women's immune systems. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Katsuku Hirakawa, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. We're talking about the differences between men and women's immune systems. So, Dr. Hirakawa, is there any indication of why women's immune systems seem to do better? Are they more durable? Why do they age slower than men's? Is it because of sex hormones differences?
Yeah, one explanation is sex hormone. There are many papers explaining that women, of course, have more estrogen than men. which seem to protect women from cardiovascular disease until menopause. The sex hormone also affects the immune system, especially lymphocyte. So this is one aspect, one explanation why the rate of age-related immune system is slower in women than men. But my point is a little bit different. We know that immune system is not an isolated system, but closely related with endocrine and nervous system. In other words, talking about nervous system, all experiences in daily life of a human influence the function of the immune system. To put it another way, all people have their own lifestyle. Their lifestyle is closely related with the rate of aging of the immune system.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, are women more sensible than men, and as a result, their acquired immune system stays healthier longer?
Insensitive to stress, in other way.
Ah.
I understand?
Yes.
Actually, the most important factor in our environment which influences the immune system is stress. And there are many kinds of stress. And the stress is closely related with our lifestyle. And actually, the lifestyle is different between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes, yes. So,
and at this time, just I pointed out the difference of rate of immune system, I mean, a rate of age-related change of immune system between men and women. But actually, if you look at individual people, the much more big difference can be observed in individual people, regardless of sex. So, in other words, I am going to say that people can change the rate of age-related change of immune system by changing their lifestyle. The immune system can be changeable.
And so reducing the amount of stress in one's life could be the most profound change. And let's face it, it's not really a matter of reducing the stress, because people have stress in their lives no matter what. It's the way you deal with a stressful situation that is what stress does to you. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it's correct. Stress is a very important factor. Yes.
Okay, so now can we extrapolate out? We have learned so much in the past 5 or 6 years about the importance of the microbiome in the body and how it leads to a healthy immune system. And we also know that men seem to not live as long as women. Can we extrapolate out and say that those with a healthier, more robust, more youthful immune systems also have longevity on their side?
Let me put it another way. If you look at the last 50 years, for the last 50 years, in most countries, lifespan of people extended about 30 years. If you look at the lifespan of just after the Second World War, the lifespan of the people is about 50 years.
Okay.
But now, in most countries, lifespan extended nearly 80 years.
Wow.
This can be, explained by improvement of medicine, but in addition, most important point is food. Food is very important.
Right.
For the improvement of immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes, yes. And so any food that challenges the immune system, like we know that right now there's a lot of discussion about processed foods and chemicals in processed foods, and some of those lead to changes in the gut and digestive system where the immune system resides in one way or another. We know that bad foods then can beget a bad immune system, right?
Yes. And data in the past indicated protein is very important for the improvement of the immune system. But nowadays, people are taking too much protein. At the present time, most important point is we need many types of food. I'm always advising many people eat many kinds of people, including meat, vegetable, and other nutrient.
Right.
And some people just believe one aspect of one vitamin. This is not good, very dangerous. We should take many types of foods, at least, I'm always saying, at least 30 kinds
right.
of foods. Of course, I'm not saying that do not take any supplement, but including supplement, we need a natural food. Especially, this is important for the maintenance of our own digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
Digestive tract is very important because about maybe more than 50 or maybe more than 60% of lymphocyte is in the mucosa of digestive tract.
Right, right. Yeah, this is so critical, so very critical.
So food is very important.
Right.
And food is changeable by lifestyle and our intention. So, of course, to change our immune system, maybe some new supplement may work, but I'm always saying that just daily food is very important. This is mainly for the GI tract mucosa.
Right.
GI tract and gastrointestinal tract mucosa.
Yeah. Listen, this is great research that your group is endeavoring. This is important stuff to start to understand and for people to understand how to care for their own bodies so that they don't develop diseases. And I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show, especially given the fact that it's 1:30 in the morning there in Japan. Dr. Hirakawa, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish, and he and I are going to pontificate for a moment. This all started last week when someone told me that I was immoral and a narcissist.
for caring about my body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Wow, listen to that thunder. That thunder can mean only one thing, that I'm being joined by Rob Riggish. How you doing, Rob?
How's it going?
Good.
I'm doing great, brother. How about you?
Good. I actually had intended to just talk about this myself, but then after I was talking to Rob about it this morning, I realized I had to have him on the show, too, with me. So, I posted a picture, I guess it was last week, in honor of my 55th birthday, because of a statement I made at the gym, saying basically, you know, don't ask me my age, pounds, kilos, reps and sets, these are the numbers that define me. And it's true, because if I'm getting older but getting stronger, then I don't feel like I'm getting older. Okay. So I posted this picture with this wonderful message, which was well received by everybody out there. Everybody loved it. Except one guy who will remain nameless, because I won't give him any airtime, because he doesn't get it. But anyway, the first thing he posted was cheesy juice pig at the picture of an older guy with muscle.
So the first thing I take away from that is like, no, you don't have to be on the juice to build muscle. You just have to have some level of dedication and put some effort forth and have some knowledge on how to eat right. But I didn't reply. Everybody else engaged this guy. And he came back and he said that bodybuilding, he said, is narcissistic and immoral. It's immoral that you should put your efforts forth to helping people in your community and blah, blah, blah. Now, this guy's an artist. Okay. He's an artist. Obviously, he has a larger sense of his own importance and his own opinion, than most people do. And a lot of us read this post and you read it, right, Rob? You chimed in as well. I started to realize that this is not an uncommon attitude. When people see somebody who walks in who's some degree of muscularity, clearly takes care of themselves, the first thing they think is narcissist, right? Oh, my God, this guy goes to the gym, or this gal goes to the gym. This guy or gal pays attention to what they eat. This guy or gal, you know, is probably looking in the mirror at their body. This guy or gal, they are narcissists. So let's get something clear first of all, okay? Narcissistic personality disorder is indicated when somebody has a greater sense of their own importance. It's not about loving oneself. Everybody thinks that a narcissist loves themselves. It's not just that. A narcissist thinks that their opinion is more important than others, that they pontificate, that they are smarter than others. Now, clearly, the guy who made that post thinks that about himself.
Right. He's narcissistic himself.
He's an artist. He spends hours upon hours painting on canvas, right? And somehow he believes that that is contributing to society because he's an artist. There are those out there who would say he's a narcissist because he spends all this time in this esoteric exercise of capturing an image from his mind and putting it on canvas. And I posed the question on Facebook, who has helped more people? The superhuman nation, all the people who contribute to this show and the fabric of this community, or somebody who paints on canvas?
Yeah. I'll be speaking more to this tomorrow on the tip of the day. But, it's worth pointing out that bodybuilders could be considered artists themselves. Which is to say, they are going into the gym to better themselves, and in the process of doing so, are healthier than your average bear. And if there's one thing that's going to bring this country to its knees, and there are many that are vying for that title, but if there's one thing that's going to bring this country to its knees, it's the cost of health care in the United States.
Yes.
And painting pictures doesn't get that done.
Well, but now let's go a step further. And I would contend that the person who becomes obese, watches themselves becoming obese, because it takes years to become obese. It's not something that happens in 1 year. It happens in 5, 7, 10 years. The person who becomes obese and watches themselves become obese is actually the narcissist. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because they are watching something happen that they know is clearly bad, but they choose not to do anything to change it. And so, I mean, if you know that you are just one person, but you are part of this cumulative growing mass in the United States that is literally causing this country to fracture under financial distress, you have to be selfish to be part of that group. I mean, you have to be.
Not only that, Carl, but, you know, with respect to you in particular, you are not someone who is just taking from the sport and not giving back. Quite the contrary. You are providing, as a free service, in my opinion, the best educational resource on physical culture and how to become healthy, whether you're a man or a woman, young or old, out there today. So for this gentleman to say you're a narcissistic, you know, bodybuilder, drug user, you know, the reality is quite the contrary. You are providing a free service to all that will listen as to how to better yourself in terms of health, longevity. And let's face it, when you feel better about yourself, you're a more positive person. Instead of, you know, grumpy old men who feel the need to take shots at quote-unquote bodybuilders.
Well, and then plus, this term bodybuilding and bodybuilder needs to be separated once and for all, okay? There are people who participate in the sport of bodybuilding, okay? And this is one word, bodybuilding, it's one word. And they are bodybuilders, one word. There's no space between the word body and builder. Okay? And I say they are wonderful because they are on the cutting edge of understanding how to be healthier and modify the physique. Then there's the rest of us who are body builders, okay? Two words, body builders. And we participate in physical culture, which teaches us how to build our bodies, okay? Build the body, build body. These are two words that are separated. It's not part of the sport. Now, I am not talking negatively about the sport because the sport has pioneered the technology and the science behind what we do to stay healthy. Okay? But what I am saying is this. Those out there who think that taking care of yourself to avoid disease, to sidestep hospitals and Medicare and Medicaid and all the other things that put burdens on other people other than yourself, and you think that this is narcissistic because we choose to build the body as opposed to letting it break down over years. And I say we are the more responsible ones. We take responsibility for our health. We work hard for our health. We work.
Bingo.
We don't look at, for other people to help. We fix it ourselves. I've had ailments. I'm not free of diseases and issues. I've dealt with things over the years, but you know what? I don't jump on a bunch of medication and go get, what's a disability insurance and all this stuff. No, I fix it myself while I'm going through life. I bear the responsibility on my shoulders of my health and my life. And that's not narcissistic. That's called responsibility.
Yeah, this is ironic because again, tomorrow's tip of the day is going to have to do with things like, greed and the nanny state and all of the various handout programs that people are taking advantage of in this country. Now, that's not to say that I'm glad for the people that really need it, you know, that get the help. But when you have progressively more and more of the population, on handout programs and less of the population working, it's a recipe for bankruptcy.
Right.
And this country is fast approaching that. Now, you made a very powerful statement, which was we, as bodybuilders, or whatever you want to call us, are taking responsibility for our own health. And that is imperative because we do not have a health care system in this country. We have a sick care system. In my opinion, if you were to see a doctor, and this has happened more times than I can tell you, and inquire about prevention versus acute treatment disease, they look at that as an unnecessary risk, and we are carrying the torch forward to say, no, it's a lot less expensive and painful to avoid disease in the first place than it is to wait for it to crop up.
Oh, and I agree.
Everything from high blood pressure to adult onset diabetes to obesity.
Yeah. No, we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to chime back in because I'm not done. I'm not done with this comment. And the other thing, accusing me of being immoral because I care about my health and what my body looks like. And I want to discuss this. I want to discuss this because it's really, really important. You're listening to Supreme Radio, talking with Rob Regish. Right now, author of The Blueprint and The Blueprint Bulletin. You can learn more about The Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you don't get a bullet in your head.
The ultimate
Nutrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Welcome back. I'm being joined by Rob Regish. Later in the show, Dr. David Jacobs will be on to talk about food synergy. Sometimes combining the right foods can be the answer to a healthy diet. We'll learn more about that. Right now we're talking about a post on Facebook where a certain individual who clearly thinks that he is better than others because he is an artist was pontificating and saying that those of us who engage in physical culture were both narcissistic and immoral. I don't understand what is immoral about caring about how you look and more importantly, your health and taking responsibility for your health.
Well, it's quite the contrary, because I can tell you, as somebody that worked for 20 years in the medical insurance field, there has been a very progressive switch, if you will, in the message from government and from private industry that, you know, it's now much more on you to take responsibility for your own health, because the stark reality is this. No matter what the powers that be want you to believe, big government can't get you healthy. The state can't make you healthy. Your next-door neighbor can't make you healthy. You and you alone are responsible for your health. And who's carrying forth that message? Carl Lenore or this guy posting on Facebook? I run into a lot of this myself, and personally, I think it's a self-defense mechanism for those people that, frankly, are not happy with the way they look and or feel. And the default defense mechanism is, this guy's shooting steroids. I'd look like that if I took steroids. Or I'd look like that if I worked out 6 hours a day every day. That's ignorance. It doesn't take working out 6 hours a day every day. It doesn't even take working out every day. It takes a series of progressive lifestyle changes. So I feel bad for this guy. He just sounds ignorant of
exactly
what the reality is.
And that's exactly it. So one of the things that I posted to his response basically was, he is prejudging us. Okay? And he is no different than someone who discriminates against a person because they're black or Hispanic, or that they're Jew or Christian, or that they are gay or straight. And so he's prejudging us because we have an outward manifestation that you can see, like the color of somebody's skin, or perhaps you can determine what someone's choice of worship is by certain clothing that they wear. He's discriminating against me because I choose to exercise and follow a lifestyle that then also a byproduct of is I look a certain way. So he is prejudiced against those of us who lead this lifestyle. So I asked him, I said, prejudice is generally a result of fear. And people who tend to be ignorant tend to be more fearful. And I said, what is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid of strong people? Do they intimidate you? Do you think, oh my God, that guy is strong, he can overpower me? Because none of us are out there throwing our weight around and threatening people because we're strong. So what is it that he's afraid of? And why is he ignorant enough to be prejudiced? He's supposed to be enlightened. He's trying to act like he's enlightened because he's saying we're immoral for caring about our health and what we look like.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I ran into that. I run into that type of discrimination a lot. But in particular, when I was working at the insurance factory, let's face it, we carry it on our sleeves, okay? We look a little different. And it was worse in my case because, at the time I was very much the introvert, and people think the worst of you if you're not, happy-go-lucky, outgoing. But bodybuilders are not what is referred to as a protected class in the workforce or elsewhere. And by protected class, I'll use women as an example. The world bends over backwards for women. And if you don't believe that, go and try to start a small business. See how much free money is available for women starting their own businesses, and then compare and contrast that to being a white male. As somebody who knows what they're talking about in this instance told me once, he pulled me into a room and shut the door when I was starting up the blueprint, and he said, son, nobody's going to tell you this, but you're a white male, and nobody's going to give you a dime to help start your business.
But you know what? That's not even the issue here, and I got to be honest with you. That may be something, but that's not even the issue here. The real issue here is this: we don't have groups. The obese people out there have all of these groups out there that anytime you say something bad about an obese person, somebody comes out on the news. Like recently, there was a child who was photoshopped to look obese, and these organizations came out and said that's horrible to do. If somebody can't fit into a White Castle seat anymore, they can get the ACLU or somebody to come and fight on their behalf because they're being discriminated because of their body weight. We have no one. We are a solitary group here. We take responsibility for our own health. As a result, we have certain looks and outward looks that allow people to discriminate about or make decisions about us that they don't even know. They don't know how cultured we are or the things that we like. All they look at us, oh, this person's a narcissist. They spend a lot of time in the gym. And We have no one fighting on our behalf saying, don't discriminate against me. Don't prejudge me because I take responsibility for my body and I look a certain way. And I'll tell you why what really bothers people about this. And I'll tell you what it is. When people see us, those of us who care about our bodies are clearly healthier than they are. We spend time focusing on decisions that beget this disposition. They're threatened. And I'll tell you why they're threatened. Because they could have made these same choices, but they did not. And when we are out there in the world, us, the superhuman nation, representing the fabric of this organization here, what we are saying to people is, you can be healthy too. They don't want to be reminded of that. They want to look and say, no, one study says the genetics, I'm going to get diabetes no matter what. BS. Another study says, oh, it's genetics, I'm going to get an autoimmune disorder. BS. It's not. No one wants to know. No one wants to be reminded that they have control on their outcome. It's too much responsibility for weak people. We are not a weak people. We are strong people. We're strong in mind, we're strong in spirit, and we're strong in body. And we take responsibility for the outcomes of our lives. People don't like that. They don't want that. They don't want to be reminded that they had the same choices and they made the wrong choice. That's what it really comes down to.
And you know, what I try to tell people, I try to turn it into a positive message, which is this. Unlike a lot of other things in life where, you know, you could be a great employee, but you're going to get laid off no matter what. Your spouse can get a wild hair and leave you. What we do is one of the few endeavors left in life where you are in control of your own destiny. And with so much going wrong today that's out of your control, why not take advantage of that?
Yeah.
You know, why not harness the power of one of the few things left that you have within your control? Your health improves, your relationships will improve, you feel better about who you are and what you do. And, you know, frankly, I don't want a support group like the ACLU. I don't need one. Those organizations are, I understand they serve a purpose, but it promotes a mentality of, hey, yeah, you know, we are a group that needs protection, and we're going to run to you every time that we think that we're being discriminated against.
Well, we're coming to the end of the interview. I got to get this one, the last thing in. The seven deadly sins are lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Okay? And maybe the one that I can agree with that maybe I am guilty of is pride. I take great pride in taking care of myself. I take great pride in how I look at 55 years old right now. When I look at the majority of guys my age look terrible. They're fat, they're sick, they're on medications. I'm not, okay? But gluttony, I'm not guilty of, but 50% of the population is. Greed, I'm not guilty of. You know what? Greed isn't just about money. It's about lots of things, okay? Sloth, not getting up and moving, I'm not guilty of that, okay? And I'm definitely not guilty of envy because I don't envy that guy who clearly thinks that he's better than me. I don't look at him and go, wow, you know, he's right. I wish I was like him. No, but I definitely am guilty of pride. And you want to know what? If that's the seven deadly sins out there and I have to be guilty of one, I'd rather be guilty of pride. Okay.
Yeah.
Then all the others, gluttony and slothfulness and all those other things. You know what? It's nonsense. And I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I am. So there you go.
And you rightfully should be because like any other field that requires success, you put in the hard work.
Yeah.
You've paid the price.
And you know what the best part is, Rob? I can appreciate his artwork. He's a good artist. So, you know, I kind of think to myself, wait a minute, he's the one that's supposed to, he's saying I'm immoral and I'm a narcissist, yet I can appreciate what he does, but he can't appreciate what I do. Huh. So he says that he has great appreciation for the universe, but unfortunately, his universe stops at people who take care of themselves. So there you go. Rob, thanks so much for joining me with this so I can get this all out.
My pleasure, brother.
And we'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, thanks, brother.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Jacobs. We're going to talk about food synergy. This actually kind of plays off of what we talked about during the first half hour about how food can influence your immune system. So stay tuned. You're listening to the prideful Carl Lenore. And this is Superhuman Radio. This is your radio show. We'll be right back.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
We take the style, we take the rhythm. We take the style with the rhythm.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Could food synergy be the key to a healthy diet? My next guest, Dr. David Jacobs, is from the School of Public Health at University of Minnesota. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start out with this. How did you set out
to do this kind of research? This seems to be very, very difficult because the endpoints are so varied.
Okay, well, it is really a complicated topic, and how you exactly get into it, I guess one way is as good as another. So the first thing is that I'm an epidemiologist, and that may in itself leave a lot of the listeners in the dust. It's not epidemiologist. We don't necessarily.
Oh, no. We know what epidemiologists are on this show. Trust me. This audience is very, very intelligent. Oh,
okay.
In fact, the funny thing about that is, and I'll leave it at this, Dr. Lauren Cordain was on my show probably about 6 years ago, and we talked about epidemiology specifically. And, you know, epidemiology is a great place to start with research, and then it usually gives you clear paths to what needs to be investigated further. Okay. Yeah. So
great.
So I'm
interested in predicting or understanding health and public health, sort of the disease or the welfare, either way of looking at it, in the general population, and so that leads to a lot of different outcomes. In my career, I particularly studied cardiovascular disease and diabetes, but I've also studied HIV, I've studied acute infections, studied cancer, and the whole body and life out there, the way that people interact with each other, all of these things are relevant questions for me.
Okay. So when we talk about food synergy, we're really talking about food combining, correct?
It's a little bit different than that, I think. Let me go back, tie that question in with the first question. I got really involved with nutrition when I started studying whole grains versus refined grains. And the evidence was really very consistent that the whole grain consumption was much more predictive of total mortality, of cardiovascular disease mortality, and in some instances of non-fatal events as well. And there are sort of two directions that people have gone with this whole grain thing. One is in terms of the etiology. One is that the whole grain is good because it contains a lot of fiber. So we hear a lot of people saying eat a lot of fiber. And the other is that maybe the fiber plays a role, but fiber actually marks the plant cell walls that contain the good stuff,
right? Which is usually removed in a lot of these grain products,
right? In refined grain, what you systematically do is take off the most biologically active part of the grain. It has a slightly different taste. It changes the baking consistency and baking product properties. But it turns out when you put the aleurone layer, which is the layer right between the endosperm, that's the stuff that's going to feed the new, say, wheat sprout, and the bran, or it's considered to be part of the bran. If you put that under an electron microscope, you see a whole world of very highly varied substances that are contained inside of those cell walls. And that's the really biologically active stuff. And so of the two ideas about why whole grain would be better for you to eat, I tend to lean more towards the phytochemical content of those cells that we're removing. The germ, which actually contains a new sprout, is a little different story, but the same basic argument. I lean more towards that than towards the fiber itself being the important player. Not that fiber is not important in itself, but I think that phytochemicals are more important.
You know, an analogy that I gave recently. We've been doing a lot of shows about grain recently. And, you know, the benefits of whole grains, and especially as it pertains to wheat. Part of the problem is that this term whole grains covers a very, very large area. And it's not that simple. And quite often, everything gets painted with the same paintbrush. And we were talking about wheat recently, some emerging research on the pro-inflammatory effects of wheat. And my problem with a lot of the dietary recommendations today is, number one, a lot of them are influenced by commerce. Subsidized crops need to be sold in order to get investments back. And these crops may or may not be the best things for some people to eat. Maybe some more than others tend to be sensitive to them. When we talk about fiber and things like that, I used to have a saying on the show, there's probably some nutritive value in the undigested pinots and horse manure, but I'm not going to eat horse manure to get that. You really have to look at the pluses and minuses of foods and decide for yourself if the bad things about the food or the things that you believe are bad about the food outweigh the things that are good about the food, and you need to sidestep those things. What would you say to a statement like that?
Yeah, I think that's getting closer to what the idea of food synergy is. Let me continue with that. I was thinking at that time about fiber versus phytochemicals, but then the question that people would always ask is, okay, which phytochemicals? Is it the lignans, for example?
Right.
Or is it the vitamin B, the folate and stuff like that? What about phytic acid, which is a chelator and it's very high in these whole grains, and it has a tendency to take some of the minerals out of your body, which is maybe not such a great idea.
Right.
And so I really thought that this was not getting anywhere, and that what was actually, it's kind of like the secret ingredient in the whole grain is the whole grain. It's not any one of these things. So the idea of food synergy was, maybe we should think less about the specific compounds, which in many ways is primarily, it's confusing, of course. I mean, how can I expect, since I don't completely understand the individual compounds, how do I expect the public to understand it? But it's also that the food, somehow or other, is acting in concert. Now, this is not to say that a food, whether it's a whole grain or any other food, is simple. It actually, you can ask yourself the question, how many compounds would a food contain? And I think that there would be broad agreement that it would be thousands of compounds in any morsel of food. And so the contention is, if we say, well, this particular food is a good source of folate, that somehow or other we can pull that folate out of, say, I don't know, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 different compounds that you are putting in your mouth when you eat that food, and that that folate would explain it, or that the folate effect would stand out apart from the other things, would not be modified at all. But actually, foods are a series of compounds. So if you agree with what I just said, there are a series of compounds that are in huge multiplicity, but they're not random. So if I give you 5,000 compounds and say, okay, Carl, make a food for me, and so you can use any amount that you want in any proportions, and then you can put them together however you want, I don't think you would give me a food. You might give me, spiced calcium or something like that.
Right.
But it wouldn't be a food. And so the food synergy idea is that food is a non-random complex mixture of compounds. And actually, it's worth studying in and of itself. Even though you start with thinking that it's compounds, these compounds had to be in such an amount and in such an arrangement that it actually supported the life of the organism which you are eating. Because
right.
all food, with the exception of things like water and salt, is organisms.
Right.
So that the food synergy idea is the idea that the constituents of food act in concert for the life of the organism and also for the life of the organism that's doing the eating.
Which obviously are not always beneficial to the. And we can get deeper into this on the other side of the break. But you know, yeah. Evolutionary selection pressure is present on every organism on this planet, and those that can't bite, fight, or run have to find other protective mechanisms. You know, there are those who would say that the phytoestrogen in soy is not manna from heaven, but in fact, soy's way of keeping things from eating it, because there's evidence that animals who would eat a lot of soy would it would disrupt the mating cycles, and they'd have fewer offspring, and they would just basically wipe themselves out. So not everything in these foods is beneficial, although the food industry would love you to believe this when they sell foods that way. But I want to talk about that on the other side of the break, and I want to talk about how metabolomics plays into this, because that's obviously an emerging field now that is looking at what happens once we digest food and how it's metabolized. We're talking with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about food synergy. Is it the key to a healthy diet? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about food synergy and its effect on the healthy diet. So, Dr. Jacobs, I've come to a conclusion in my own life and the way I eat. And that is I'd rather eat a food that can either run, fight, or bite than a food that is plant sourced, that I am actually eating the genetic material, because I believe that those are the sneakiest forms of protection. These anti-nutrients that reside in grains, because these are genetic material, because they're the ones that seem to wreak all the havoc with health. What would you say to something like that?
Well, first of all, going back to just before the break, I don't think that all foods are good. And the assertion from the food synergy theory would be that we should regard food as something worthy of study in and of itself without needing to break down what it consists of. And some foods are going to turn out to be better, and some foods are going to turn out to be worse. So that the food synergy idea says that food is a complex, non-random mixture of compounds which could not easily be replicated, or perhaps couldn't be replicated by synthetic products, and that we should then look among all those foods, and I'll mention the word dietary patterns also because that's an important part of it, the way that these foods combine over long periods of time in human diets, and pick out the ones that appear to be better for health. Now, in relation to the comment that you just made, it is extremely interesting that you could think of many of the compounds that are in plants which we can't make ourselves. We cannot synthesize many of these, say, polyphenol compounds as anti-nutrients. But actually, another way to look at it is that we're really parasites on the earth, we animals, and that it turns out that plants can take single elements, such as nitrogen, from the soil, and they can synthesize just about everything. So the really smart guys on the planet, whose bodies can do what's necessary to make these really exotic tools that, without biting, running, scratching, that kind of thing, can still protect themselves against the predators in their world, is the plants.
Right.
And we humans are at the perhaps the top of a pinnacle of animals who have taken a lot of our evolutionary force to be able to do things like locomote and to talk and to argue or whatever we do. And one idea is that we've done that at the expense of this amazing biological machinery. So we're really parasitic on the plant world in that sense, because we are having to go to the plants in order to get these various compounds that are xenobiotic to us. They're foreign to us. And yet it appears that, at least in combination, they lead to longer life and less disease during life.
Yeah, very interesting. What about the emerging science of metabolomics, where there are no specific endpoints? They're just looking at what happens when a particular food is metabolized, what it ends up doing and becoming in the body. Wouldn't this be a helpful tool
to determine what foods, the healthy benefits outweigh the negative effects of these foods?
My guess is that it's the metabolomics is going to be, I think I said it slightly differently than you did, but this is not a common word, so you can say it however you want.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm really not that smart.
No, I even among scientists, we hear different pronunciations of these long words that have an indeterminate pronunciation. Anyway, it's definitely going to be used, and it's really interesting when you look at what happens on a broad array of different chemicals, biochemicals in your body after eating a food or after eating, say, a certain diet pattern for many years. But it's a little bit apart from the idea of the food synergy that we should understand directly how, sort of without stopping at these intermediate endpoints of metabolomic variables or even things like serum cholesterol. We should be understanding the way that the food that we eat affects long-term health, whether for cardiovascular disease, for cancer, for rheumatoid arthritis, for Alzheimer's disease, whatever it is. And of course, so it really comes to the advertising question in a way.
Mm-hmm.
If we in science know about the existence of 50 compounds, which are really interesting, and we can do rat studies or we can do cell culture studies, and we show that these compounds have certain effects, and then the public finds out about it, what is the public supposed to do with that? In the first place, for all the experiments that we do, they sort of give one view on the answer to a question of how does this work, and quite often the view is not quite correct. Not all the factors have been taken into account. We studied rats or mice instead of people, or whatever the issue is. We got it a little bit wrong. There's variability in all studies, and you don't get the same answer for the same procedure twice in a row ever.
Right.
So for all of those reasons, it seems as though, thinking of myself as a very smart scientist, I don't know anything about nuclear physics.
Right.
You know, and so each of us is a lay person. We each have our skills, and our skills are in certain areas that we're expert in, but we're not expert in the rest of the stuff. And why should we be putting on the public the burden of
right.
saying, I really have to understand vitamin B6, or I have to understand testosterone? Because the public doesn't really need to do that. In order to do your job as a clerk in a store, as the president of a bank, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to eat in such a way that you can be healthy, that you can be a good person within your family and community context, and that sort of thing. So when we make these nutrient statements, it seems empirically that the advertisers, well, you can go regulators, you can go media, you can go industry,
right.
They all are drawn towards this simple message, and that is, we have a lot of vitamin C in our product.
Right.
We have orange juice that we've added calcium to, for example.
Right.
Or just that this is a product that naturally contains such and such. And it doesn't really tell you about that whole food. It tells you, so it's really a kind of a red herring or a distraction.
Right.
And so I am in favor of moving the interface between science and the public, which goes through regulation, it goes through government, it goes through industry, it goes through what is appropriate to advertise and not. I would rather base this on food.
What you're suggesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, if I'm really off base on this, but what you're suggesting almost sounds like that we need to start looking at food the same way that we look at drugs, that foods have drug-like effects. Am I off base on this?
Well, you're partly agreeing with what I'm saying, and I would say I don't like saying equating foods and drugs.
I know, because that's what I'm saying. This opens up a whole big danger zone.
Well, so I am saying, suppose that we did food studies. I'll feed you some nuts, or I'll give you a meal of whatever. I'll give you sugar-sweetened beverages, and you will, you as a group of people in my study, it could be 10 of you, it could be thousands of you, and we're going to follow you for a while and see what happens if you're one of the people who had that food or not, and see what your health is. That seems to me to be a really interesting study.
Yes.
Now, most of the studies that we do like that, they try to break apart what happens. So you can't really do a study of sugar-sweetened beverages without measuring glucose.
Right.
And it might be interesting, and we have natural experiments, obviously, where there's a huge increase in sugar-sweetened beverages, say, at the expense of milk, comparing, say, now to 1950.
Right.
And so we have health changes, and we could try to systematize that and find a study design that would answer a question like what does habitual consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages do to long-term health? But the study has to measure glucose. It has to measure insulin. And maybe it's going to go in and measure ghrelin. Maybe it's going to have complicated 2-hour, 3-hour, 6-hour testing. And in a way, all of that stuff is not needed. What we really need to know about is how does the food affect health? So in a way, the series of studies that I would like to see done would be simpler. Now, science is reductionist, so scientists are going to be immediately drawn towards doing these sub-studies and very specific things.
Because they're looking for the mechanisms of action. It's not satisfying enough for them to say, yeah, these people don't live as long. They want to know why they didn't live as long.
Right. It's like you could do an equation of science equals mechanisms of action rather than science equals empirically what happens and what would be better or what would be worse. But where I disagree with you in saying food is like drugs is that it's so much more complex than drugs.
Yeah.
And it's so much less studied and less regulated that I think it's not a very good analogy. For example, if I want to do a study of aspirin, I can get 99.5% pure aspirin, and I can get a placebo that comes in an identical-looking white pill and has the same buffer. You know, I can make things exactly identical except for the aspirin. But for food, I can't do that. Food has varietals.
Right.
Food comes in all kinds of sizes and shapes. It depends on which soil it was grown in. It depends on whether it had pesticides, which is another kind of issue external.
Sure.
And also, food has the property that it contains calories. We eat a certain number of calories every day, and if we eat much more or much less, then it's not good for the person.
Right.
And so you can't actually just give the food. You actually have to substitute the food for another food. And that means that there are many, many different ways to think about eating a food.
Right.
It's not just eating the food. It's
eating something and what it displaces. Yeah, what it displaces and the effects of what's being displaced on the body as well. That plays into it. Yeah, it's very complex. I'm sorry.
Then it turns out that the very strong finding in epidemiology is that certain patterns, which typically are called something like prudent or Mediterranean, are associated with long-term better health.
Yeah.
And so the food, somehow, it's not even just in the food, it's in the the broad combination, not the specific combination of put.
But you know what? I have a problem with a lot of that anyway. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick up this whole Mediterranean diet for just a moment. But then okay. I also want to talk about, I want to segue into this notion that food does have an effect on the etiology of diseases, because that is contrary to what the medical orthodoxy has thought for decades. Now, we're talking with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about food synergy and whether or not it's the key to health. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about food synergy. So, David, this notion that food has effects on disease states or health state status is really something that has been pretty much ignored, for lack of better terms, by the medical orthodoxy for decades. I mean, I don't think doctors ever really thought that your style of diet played a role in the development of disease until very, very recently. Does that mean that doctors are going to have to start learning about? I mean, let's fast forward 20 years. Let's say your dream comes true and we start looking at research and we start saying, wow, when these foods are not good for us, and let's say we untangle all the politics behind it and the subsidized crops, and we say, hey, you know what, this is better for humans than this is. Doctors are going to have to start becoming nutritionists too.
Well, I guess that the simple answer is that physicians are the ones that we turn to if we're sick. I would say that the general population and members of the general population are really responsible for keeping themselves healthy.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so now let's move back to the notion of the Mediterranean diet and then the Okinawan diet. And, you know, we're in search of diets that seem to beget longevity. But one of the things that we forget, well, two of the things we forget is, number one, that ancestrally, there may be polymorphisms in certain populations that the diets are beneficial, and that does not translate to, let's say, another population who did not evolve under those same conditions, number one. And number two, we always look at the food and we forget the lifestyle. We forget that the Europeans walk everywhere, and that may have something. You know, they walk to and from the restaurant. We already know that postprandial glucose levels are affected like pharmaceutical drug interventions when someone gets up and walks after a meal instead of just sitting there.
So the difficulty in epidemiology is that there's confounding. And confounding means that, it looks and smells and talks and quacks like a duck, but it isn't a duck. It's actually something else that is correlated with it. You can think of it as if you hear a hammering sound, so you hear bang, and then something happens immediately thereafter, you see a tree blowing, then you hear another bang and you see the tree blow again. That does not mean that that the bang caused the tree to blow. You have to look at it in a little bit more depth.
Right.
In epidemiology, and it's not ethical for me, for example, to do any, I would have to think very hard about whether I could, ask you to be in a study, and either to be randomized to a group that drank coffee or did not drink coffee for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so the randomization is the technique which is really used in all of experimentation to get to break up this confounding, to break up the fact that the walkers tend to eat a certain way and the women eat a different way and all of those other things that could happen.
Right.
Even really difficult things like the state of the economy, the stress level from having to deal with your teenage child or your teenage child dealing with you, all of these things, or the existence of pesticides that kind of are randomly distributed and you just happened in your group to get a little bit more of it than the other. These things are broken up by randomization, and for the most part we're not able to do that with dietary studies. So we're really stuck with trying to sort through what's an effect and what might just be masking or being a marker of some other thing, such as the physical activity that you mentioned.
You know what the answer is? Very, very, very small pigs. Researchers need to find a way to make pigs the size of rats, because pigs, their digestive system and lots of their other organ systems seem to be more closely matched to humans than rats or mice. But the problem is, how do you do a study with 500 pigs when they're 200 pounds each? They need to find, instead of working on these different transgenic rat models, they need to come up with a really, really small pig. Then maybe we can get somewhere.
That actually makes me smile, that whole idea. It would still be an animal model. The complexity of biology is such that, consider our genome compared to chimpanzees or gorillas. you know, 99.5% homology, and yet we're completely different. So we really do want to study humans. The public should want scientists to continue to do their in-depth studies of rats, of small pigs, of cell cultures, or whatever they're going to do, and break things apart and put them together and understand the world better. I think that is a general good. But to need, as a member of the public, to deal with all that stuff as you go to the grocery store seems to me to be inappropriate.
Where do supplements fall into this? There's a lot of movement out there now that supplements are not necessarily a good thing, because isolating one particular active ingredient and taking that alone loses something that is gotten through the synergy of consuming right. a food, for instance.
Well, so one thing is that the supplement industry worldwide, I believe, approaches something like $60 billion a year. So it's big business. Another thing is that there are numerous orthodox clinical trials where I can give you a pill that contains a vitamin C, vitamin E, something like that, and then I can observe, and you can take it or a placebo for 5 years, and then I can see who got sick. And that is the best design for whether that particular thing that you've been taking is a good thing for the health or not. And those studies generally come back null, that is to say no effect, or sometimes come back with a small harm. And there are quite a few of those studies now.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that there is no, but, you know, those things are drugs.
Right.
And my phone is just going to ring.
Yeah, no worries. More time. No worries.
Those things are actually drugs. So that when you talk about the distinction between food and drugs, if I isolate vitamin C and make it into a pill that contains 50 times or 100 times as much as I would ever get through food, and with isolated from the food matrix, so that means not having all this other stuff around it in the arrangement and the amount that nature put it together, plus the study that said that that particular arrangement and that food turned out to have some positive health benefit, then what I'm getting is a drug. And and our culture has decided, and particularly with a law called DSHE, which mm-hmm. is Diet Supplement Health Education
right.
Act or something
right.
like that,
right.
that was passed by Bill Clinton, which, you know, as luck would have it, I was a big Bill Clinton fan. But this is the way the politics works. So the DSHE law really supports the supplement industry, and it says supplements are not drugs. But I think that is clearly wrong on its face. Supplements are drugs. And in fact, I've been shown in many cases in clinical trials to be not good. Now, there's another kind of supplement which is much more difficult to talk about, and that is a thing that could be a food. It's usually like ginkgo or ginkgo biloba or something like that, which is derived from a plant and is something that people don't usually eat. But it is complex. It, you know, it would fit the definition of a food, but people are then taking it in a different pattern. So it's possible that any one of those things, or an isolated substance, whether it be a nutrient or something else, would have a benefit on health, and also, as with a drug, conditional on the person's health. If you have something wrong with you, we could name, for example, glucosamine chondroitin, which is thought to rebuild cartilage. And, if it actually does that, and if you are a person or a dog, say, who has eroded cartilage in your hip, now we're really talking drugs, and we're talking studies that would actually prove, A, that it did the thing it was supposed to be doing, and B, either that it didn't do harm in conjunction with it, or that it was, to delineate exactly what the harm was.
But isn't what Deshaies protects is things that naturally occur in nature and our ability to access those things. So, for instance, a pharmaceutical drug like Lipitor does not necessarily occur in nature. It's synthesized. However, there are things that have cholestatic effects in nature, and those are protected under Deshaies. Niacin, for instance. My concern about this, what you just said, is a very slippery slope where all of a sudden the FDA and authorities having jurisdiction will have control on foods, which we already see happening in Europe under Codex. It's very dangerous. You can't even get glucosamine in Europe without a prescription. But you could eat all of the bone cartilage and shellfish, pulverized shellfish shells that you want in order to get the same thing because it's naturally occurring.
Yeah. So if you did eat the cartilage and the bone, it would be a little more on the food side because you wouldn't be getting the purified substance. There is a big difference between having a purified substance generally far in excess of what you would get in diet and getting it in its natural environment with the rest of the stuff that for some reason or other was there with it. But I don't say that all supplements are bad. I say that I'm skeptical and that I think that it would be much more sensible for the public if we actually had a program, as we do with other drugs, that showed whether these things worked or not, and what
I agree with. I agree with that because there's a lot of charlatans out there promoting things that don't work, and people take them and are wasting money. So I'm totally with you on that. And we do see a lot of research now, specifically on glucosamine and chondroitin. I mean, there is good research out there now that shows that really part of the problem is the doses have to be higher than what most people are taking to see any
chondrocyte. It's a matter of balance. I mean, if you think about $20 billion in the U.S. and $60 billion worldwide, and you ask the question, if this is actually so popular, and this is public demand crying out all those dollars.
Right.
And why couldn't we take 10 million or 50 million of that
do some research. Yeah.
And actually do research. So, you know, I think that the United States has been very, very careful with its drugs, and conceivably even too careful when you look at the financial model for the pharmaceutical houses. They have to make a huge profit eventually because the upfront money is so big. But with products which are probably generally safer or harmless, maybe some of them actually are useful in certain circumstances. The Deshaies law is allowing us to and that industry to thrive without really very much testing at all. If we really want to go in that direction as a community, so be it. But then I would say let's test it.
Let's do more testing. Look, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we have about 5 minutes, and I want you to just summarize what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your recent study. We're talking with Dr. David Jacobs about food synergy and its effects on producing a healthier diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocreme. Kinetocreme is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocreme.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocreme on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocreme by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocreme. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about food synergy. So, Dr. Jacobs, we have lots of scientists and clinicians that listen to the show, as well as lay people. What do you hope, first of all, that the scientists out there take away from your research?
Well, what I thought I would talk about, and I get to both the scientists and the lay people, is diet pattern, which you mentioned a little bit earlier. If we really look at this in a broad, holistic way, among the longest lived and healthiest people, healthiest old people, are vegetarians. Particularly, we have this information from the Seventh-day Adventist group. And right behind that, in terms of what the epidemiologic studies say, with all of the problems that have to do with residual confounding, is a Mediterranean diet, or things that are not quite Mediterranean but that exist in the U.S. That you might call prudent. And this is just one of the most consistent findings that we have in nutritional epidemiology. So the other thing is that there was a recent study called PREDIMED, which went on for 5 years with 7,500 people in Spain. And the comparison was a low-fat diet, as has been recommended by the Heart Association for a while, as a control, and it was just advice to eat that, versus either of two versions of the Mediterranean diet. So they gave advice for the Mediterranean diet, and then they gave extra virgin olive oil as a supplement, or else they gave nuts as a supplement. And this showed a 30% reduction in cardiovascular disease after the 5 years. So that's pretty strong and conventional evidence that some part of the constellation of eating healthier foods in a certain, not exactly combination, because you have a tremendous amount of flexibility about what to eat in any given meal or day or week, but over the long period is actually healthful, and that it's plant-centered. So now, with that in mind, and that sort of is the ultimate finding for food synergy, with that in mind, what the lay public should take away is probably plant-centered diet, really focusing on eating foods that have a lot of plant material in them, that it's varied, that it's prepared in a way that is relatively close to nature, and maybe fits into some of this research that suggests that that kind of diet is somewhat better. The public, I think, could also be asking for the research world and the policy world to come up with food-based guidelines. And then as far as what the clinician should take away, well, I think they should know the same thing. They're members of the public. And so as far as maintaining the complex billion-part healthy organism, it's important what you eat. But when a person comes to you and they're sick, that's another issue. So say that you have atrial fibrillation, and that's the issue that brought you to the physician. Are you going to try some kind of a nutritional treatment, or are you going to go in and ablate the spots that are causing the arrhythmias? So it really, the whole world of drugs versus foods is completely different. The drugs are trying to block a pathway that's going wrong and still keep the person alive and relatively healthy. The food is trying to keep this beautiful, pristine organism humming and working well. So I think that would be the messages that I would give for both the science community, and of course the science community also will want to continue to take things apart, and it's good for people that they do that. So we have science, we have medicine, and we have the public.
When you talk about the vegetarian diet, are you talking about lacto-ovo-vegans, or are you talking about vegans?
I don't think that it matters as much. I guess that in my view, the key is plant-centered. And the vegans are always having to worry about vitamin B12.
And other things. The vegan diet clearly is devoid of lots of important nutrients.
Right. Those people are doing pretty well. And how exactly does that work? Because they are devoid of certain kinds of nutrients.
But you know what? And I have to respectfully say that they're not doing very well. In fact, we've had lots of ex-vegans on this show. The vegan diet works for a while, but they hit the wall eventually, and they end up with lots of different issues. And if you look at famous vegans, they have now abandoned the vegan diet because, you know, they've more sent. You know what the problem is? We tend to go to some form of extreme. Meat is bad. Stay away from meat. Well, I don't agree with that, and I have to be honest with you. Why? The kind of meat that we produce today in these factory farms, yes, these are sick animals. They're given antibiotics. They're given artificial diets. We're talking about diets here on humans, right? But what we fail to realize is if you feed an animal an artificial diet and then feed upon that animal, you are getting a lot of those lectins and anti-nutrients in the flesh of that animal that you're trying to avoid with your grain-based vegetable-based diet. That you're trying to avoid in that side, you're getting it in the animal flesh. Animals must eat a natural diet. Ruminant animals must eat grass, and then they have healthier fat ratios of omega-6 to omega-3, and they don't have the inflammatory issues in their bodies, so we're not eating sick animals. This notion that, you know, we have to abandon this, abandon that, we have to be very, very careful. It's a very, very, very dangerous notion that's going on in this country right now where the vegan diet is being promoted. And I guarantee you 30 years from now, we'll look back and go, wow, that was a mistake. Just like the low fat diet. We know it's not about the fat. It's about the type of fat. If we're eating high omega-6 diets, we are factories for inflammation. And where did that come from? That came from the vegetable oil industry. Yes, olive oil is great stuff for you. Corn oil, not so good. The problem really is, in my humble opinion, as someone who has no accreditation, is both science tries to deliver and people want oversimplified messages. And unfortunately, it's not that way. And one of the things that you said earlier that I feel personally in my own life I don't agree with is the public does need to understand this stuff. It is complex. The problem with the public is we look to other people to tell us what to eat, what not to eat. And we see where that's gotten us so far with the MyPlate and the food pyramid. You know, the food pyramid espoused that grains should be the basis of a diet. We know now that cereal grains are not healthy in large quantities. So people need to take responsibility for their diet. They need to educate themselves about how their ancestors ate. They need to look into things that and start asking questions about, you know, even though this company is telling me that this is heart healthy, is it really? And I don't think it's wise to put the burden of how people should eat on any agency out there, because unfortunately, these agencies are easily, let's say, for lack of better terms, not corrupted, but misdirected by where they get their funding and so on and so forth. And that's why I think people do have to. I think that people need to hear you, Dr. Jacobs. They need to hear you and they need to start saying, maybe I should look into the way I eat and not just assume that because this organization or this diet guru or this product company says I'm eating healthy. We have to have this dialogue constantly because people need to start asking the question because, look, we've been eating a certain way since the 70s. Oh, avoid fat. Cholesterol is the devil. And man, people are getting sicker and fatter than ever. Something is not right. If you just apply critical thinking, you go, you know, this isn't working. Maybe we need to go back and look at it differently. And I applaud you for saying the things that you're saying. Food is complex. It has an effect on disease greater than a lot of pharmaceutical companies would like to think. You said something a second ago that's right on. You got atrial fib. You're going to go for the ablation or you're going to try to correct it using nutritional strategies. I think that both of those methods can coexist. If you're in really bad shape, you may need ablation to rescue you. But if not, maybe you can use a six-month nutritive intervention to get to where you want to go. And I applaud that. I think that's fantastic. But people need to know that. They immediately think, well, the ablation is the only way to go. No one's telling them that there's another alternative.
So let me just say quick final thing. There's many issues, and you just raised a lot of them. The issue about whether MyPlate should be so strongly grains-based and especially so strongly refined grain-based is, you know, it falls within the food synergy concept.
Right.
Let's study food and see what actually happens. Another thing, I think that a lot of the problem that we have with obesity has to do with the low-fat diet recommendation. When in fact some fats are good, some fats are bad, or it's just, you know, it's not looking at it in a foods way. It's really the sort of poster child for advice that's gone wrong because it was too simplistic.
Yes.
And it led the industry to make all kinds of products that had weird formulations and that emphasized basically refined carbohydrates. Which were not so good. And finally, that when we get into the issue of meat, so that vegan versus lacto-ovo or lacto-ovo pesco or lacto-ovo pesco and sometimes a little restaurant, whatever.
Right.
It really, those are gradations that are difficult. I agree with your reluctance about the vegan diet. But we're really starting to get into a whole other hour, and that is about sustainability and how, if we're going to have 16 billion people on the planet, are we going to succeed in feeding all of them if we're using agricultural methods, which feeds plants into foods, and then we into animals, and then we eat the animal as food at about 1/7 or 1/10 the efficiency. Now, those are other issues that have to do with the whole holistic view of what we eat and why.
Yeah. No, and I really do think that the work that you're doing is really important, because it does start to beg the question of the, you know, not all food is good for us, and we need to understand that. And I applaud you. I really do. And I think it's an important discussion for scientists to start having now, and not acting like, well, diet plays no role in overcoming disease or avoiding disease or even reaching healthy status. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today, Dr. Jacobs.
It was a pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
Take care. I also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on and chatting with me about the notion that those of us who care about our bodies are immoral and narcissistic. And then, of course, Dr. Hirakawa for taking time at 1:30 in the morning in Tokyo to talk about the differences between men's and women's immune systems, and perhaps why women fare so much better than men as they age. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.